India has its eye on Capitol Hill.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. India is hoping a controversial nuclear agreement with the U.S. will receive Senate approval before Congress wraps up its lame duck session. The bill would recognize India as a nuclear weapons state for the first time. The Senate will begin discussions in the coming week. Some are saying passage this month remains uncertain. But yesterday, the U.S. ambassador to India predicted Senate approval. Miranda Kennedy reports from New Delhi that many U.S. companies there are hoping for the same.
The head of GE Energy, Andrew White, announced this week in India that GE plans to build nuclear power reactors here. That will only be possible if the nuclear agreement makes it through Congress. The deal aims to end a ban on nuclear trade, which could help India meet its growing energy needs. On a recent visit to New Delhi, Ron Summers, head of the U.S.-India Business Council, said the agreement would be good for U.S. companies.
The business opportunity just in civilian nuclear power alone for U.S. companies, the value of that opportunity is $60 billion U.S. dollars. In equipment, in all the aspects that go in developing infrastructure.
If the deal goes through, GE plans to pony up new reactors as fast as it can. But if the deal doesn't happen, negotiations will have to start over again in a new Congress, one dominated by Democrats traditionally opposed to proliferation. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
Consumer Reports is giving a thumbs up to American-made cars when it comes to reliability. In its annual survey, the Ford Fusion and Mercury Milan scored better than the Honda Accord V6 and the Toyota Camry V6. Other U.S. models also got good marks. However, cars made in Asia continue to be rated as the most reliable overall. This weekend, the nation celebrates Veterans Day. We honor our vets and consider them heroes, but many are struggling financially. Marketplace's Hillary Riquet reports.
Last month, the unemployment rate for young veterans was 11.5%. That's more than 3 points higher than non-veterans of the same age and more than 2.5 times the overall national unemployment rate. Tom McGriff is the national commander of AMVETS, a veteran support group. He says veterans who come back and want to go to school are having a tough time, too. McGriff says delays in education payments are causing financial hardships.
You can't start trying to go to school full time and wait 3 months to get your first payment from your GI Bill. It has to be more timely and accurate.
AMVETS recently conducted an online survey. 8 in 10 vets feel more can be done to help them after they leave the military. About 4 in 10 feel underemployed, and 2/3 report having trouble getting disability benefits. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
We've all heard that time is money. Well, now time will cost more money. Time magazine, that is. Beginning with the November 20th edition, the magazine will cost an extra buck at the newsstand. The new price will be $4.95. Fears over what a Democratic Congress can mean for drug prices caused a drop in pharmaceutical stocks, and the rest of the market slumped as well. The Dow tumbled 73 points to 12,103. The Nasdaq slipped 8 points to 2376, and the S&P lost 7 points. It's at 1378. This is Marketplace. Now let's see what the earnings file has this morning. Delta Airlines reported on its third quarter profit yesterday, and yes, it actually turned a profit of $52 million. Not bad at all, especially compared to its loss of more than $1 billion in the same period last year. Delta also said it plans to give wings back to 1,000 furloughed flight attendants next year. The movie Dead Man's Chest proved a real treasure for Disney in its most recent quarter. The sequel to Pirates of the Caribbean helped Disney to nearly double its earnings. The Miles House says it sold almost 500,000 films on Apple's iTunes since September. For Krispy Kreme, any earnings statement at this point would be sweet. The donut chain had to delay 3/4 worth of reports due to serious holes in its accounting. Yesterday, it finally got them in. 3 straight losses. That totals $98 million. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management's Building Profit Through Building People, a new book exploring HR contributions to business, financial, employee, customer, and shareholder success. SHRM.org. And by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. What's in a name? Well, for a lot of places around the country and the world, food. If I say Napa Valley, you think of wine. When you hear blackened fish, you might think of New Orleans. Maine is known for its lobsters. Well, a sleepy Sicilian town of San Vito is trying to get on the food map, and no, not for its pizza. Megan Williams reports.
Less than a decade ago, if you strolled down the main boulevard of San Vito Lo Capo, you'd be lucky to find a restaurant open off-season. Now summer's over, but restaurants and hotels are bursting. Beaches are crowded. Nightlife lasts until 4 in the morning. San Vito Lo Capo is cooking.
Tonight, I'm cooking couscous.
It all started with a dish that's been quietly simmering in this Sicilian town for hundreds of years. Tiny rolled beads of grain known as couscous. San Vito Mayor Giuseppe Piraino decided to take his small town's specialty, couscous with fish sauce, and use it to put San Vito on the map. Welcome to the World Couscous Competition. Since Mayor Piraino launched the festival 9 years ago, top chefs from couscous-eating countries Mediterranean-wide show up each fall for a couscous cook-off. Piraino says Italy inherited couscous from the Arabs and perfected a fish sauce for it.
This has been a major economic turnaround. Our little town of 4,000 has no unemployment now, and we also provide work for many of the small towns around us.
Not only is the Couscous Fest fed locals, but it's also drawing immigrant money back and keeping would-be emigrants at home.
Now, instead of people leaving, some of these immigrants are coming back and investing in the town or working here.
Like Giuseppe Aiuto, who manages the Hotel Panoramic restaurant here. After working for 10 years in northern Italy, he came back to the town the year the Couscous Festival began.
People used to immigrate. Now with tourism booming, the season lasts 6 to 7 months. This is wonderful because coming back home, you get to experience all the things you thought you'd never see again.
And a few he likely never expected to experience, like seeing the tiny town piazza crowded with thousands of visitors, eager to crown the latest world champion of couscous.
The winner is Costa d'Avorio.
In San Vito Lo Capo, Sicily, I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
We're podcasting. For more information, check out our website. It's marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
Next time on Marketplace.